with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. July, late July weekend. We have been blessed with some just smoking great weather this whole summer. If you're not into heat, you're probably not liking it, because this has been a warm one. I remember last summer they were yakking that we never got above 90 degrees once, and I think we've hit it a dozen times already this year. And it's just good for you with the pool in the backyard and me with a smoker under a shady tree. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. But you are listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob.
Hey, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back. I'm really sorry I was bragging about not having a bunch of mosquitoes this year, because the deer fly found out.
Oh, did they?
And now we have swarms of deer fly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
those little bastards
like,
bite too.
Like
don't
a cloud comes around your car when you pull up in the driveway. So just open your door, you know, do a slow roll and just tell the car to keep going.
Yeah.
They'll follow the car. You can run into the house.
Now, isn't it crazy? I don't know about you, but they're like swarming your car until you get into the shade of the garage, and then they kind of like stop. So at least that's what they do at my place. So I don't know if they don't like the being enclosed in the garage, but some of them will follow me in. But the swarm seems to stay outside in the where the sun is hitting them.
Is it deer fly?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's flies with the little yellow stripes on their wings.
Yeah, and, real recently, just a major hatch of them.
Yeah.
And
they suck.
They chased me around the golf course the other night.
Yeah. Maybe that's why your score was better. Right.
No, I had this whatever, long story. My score is terrible. And I are not a golfer anymore.
Right.
So more cool gadgets. We covered a couple of these. We had a lady on, Allison on from ThermoPen, from ThermoWorks, a few weeks back to talk about some of their new products. And really, we got stuck on the ThermoPen MK4. And I think that's still one of the coolest new products. You and I have been using ThermoPens for a long time. What I like about the new one is that the screen actually flips no matter what direction it's in, and it's backlit. Because
right.
A lot of the time, and especially in Michigan, spring and fall, winter, it's dark out quick. And you've got to see that temp accurately. And with it flipping no matter which way you're holding it, I really think that's awesome. It's $99. You can go to the Grilling Guys website, and the lower bottom right-hand side, you'll see the ThermoPen link. Click on that link. You can see everything they have, and it's the exact stuff we're talking about right here.
Links you right to the spot where you can order it.
Yeah, if you want to buy it, you can order it, but you can just research it there too.
Right.
The thing that they're actually going to, because we're talking about them, they're going to send us a couple of these, Jop. The ThermoQ, it's the new two-channel thermocouple alarm. Now, this is like a ThermoPen that you're going to put probes in and will sit next to your grill and just report the temperature to you. And it's going to alarm you with an audible sound when you reach the temperature you set it at. So, like, if I want to wrap my butts at 155, I'm going to set 155, put a probe in the biggest one. When the internal temp in that butt is 155, it's going to start squeaking. And I know it's time to get back out to the smoker.
Right.
You can do the same thing if you got a big piece of meat on the grill and you're slow grilling it, and you want to get that thing to 135 or 140, 145, whatever you're trying to get it to. You know, you got to go inside. Have you ever overdone a steak?
Oh, absolutely.
This will keep you from doing it.
Right. Very good. And overdone meat,
chicken
is terrible.
Yeah.
That's why we're, you know, I think we're probably rightfully accused sometimes of beating the ThermoPen drum a little too loudly. But at the end of the day, temperature is everything when you're grilling.
It is.
And if
it's time and temperature,
things,
that's all that you have to be really good at.
Right. And if you overcook things, you're going to have bad results, and then you're going to get, you know, depressed, and you're not going to do this again. If you only get one tool for your grill,
yeah,
get a digital
thermometer.
You'll
look so much better.
Right. Your product will come out much better.
And this is They're from Utah. It's a great company. They have a new product for $49. It's called the DOT, and it's a probe-style alarm thermometer. And it's got a little magnetic holder, and it's ultra simple to use. You get the alarm. It's only got two buttons on it, so it's simple. You get the Pro Series probes that are good up to 700 degrees. It's got very large digits, so if you're a ways away from your smoker, you can still see it. You don't have to run up and have a little
bitty.
Somebody
that wears big gloves?
Well, you know, yeah, I suppose if you want to do that, you can do that.
Right. Not those digits?
No.
That you're talking about?
And it's,
the difference
it's splash-proof.
The difference between the other one that you mentioned is one has two probes and one has one. So if you're doing two different kinds of meat, you get the little one that's a little more deluxe. You get this little dot, it's called, that it'll work for one type of meat. So same system, just a single versus a double unit.
Yeah, pretty and that one's $49 bucks online.
Right, yeah.
But the Q is the bomb.
Yeah.
I want the Q.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll send you one, Bob, because they love you, you know?
I hope so.
Yeah. So what else we got going on the gadget world, man?
Well, I know you've got a whole list of gadgets you want to yak about, so
well, you
have
know,
at it.
One of my favorite things to do on the grill, especially in the fall season, but I do them in the summer too, is kebabs. And one of the issues with kebabs is that they some things get done quicker than other things, so you got to turn them quite a bit so that you don't burn something. And I'm a fan of the metal rods. Now, you can't touch them with your hands.
Yes.
But the wood ones burn up, or you got to soak them.
Well, the handles always fall off.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And what do you mean by the handle is the part that doesn't have
the
meat
wood.
On it.
The
right.
wood.
The part that has the wood on it, or the meat on it, usually doesn't catch on fire, but the part that doesn't always catches on fire, and you grab it, and it breaks off.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with this is that get metal skewers and be careful. And if you look on Amazon or the cool materials, you'll see that there are racks for these metal skewers, and it gets them up off the fire, and they're still warm, but they might not be as hot as they would be if they were laying
and
right
the meat,
on the grill.
If you're doing chicken breast kebabs,
right.
they always stick to the grate,
right.
so that will keep it from sticking. A lot of the stuff wants to stick to the grate.
Right, exactly. And if you're not into cooking with, you know, extra virgin olive oils from our friends at Old World Olive Press, then you're going to want to elevate this stuff a little bit, and then maybe let it. And you can these racks allow you to turn them too easily because they're only attached on one end, and they just roll over.
I'd have to say that's one thing I don't have. Now I'm going to go get one.
Well, I think that I found the Christmas gift for Barbecue Bob. There we are.
If you can only remember for
right,
six more
I
months.
I won't. I'll default to the
12-pack
of beer.
Honey, if you're listening,
yeah,
I need one.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, jalapeno racks, those are great. I love stuffed jalapenos. I saw some on our Facebook page that you did the other day. You cut them in half lengthways and made
yes.
little boats on them.
I made them for the Spaniard.
Did you?
I made them for Christina, yes. It's the one vegetable she would eat is a jalapeno.
Yeah.
But she made it clear she was not Mexican, but she would eat them anyway.
Okay, did they have meat in the center?
Yeah, I just used taco meat.
Right.
So they worked out great. But yeah, I said, do you like stuffed jalapenos? She goes, I am not a Mexican. I said, I didn't ask you what nationality you were. We know you're from España.
Yeah.
Do you like jalapenos?
This is your exchange student that's
yes,
spending
I
the
do.
Summer with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, she's a teenager and she really doesn't like vegetables. She's pretty much a carnivore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because she's from Spain or just because she's that cool.
Well, you know, a cool thing about Spain is it's one of the best foodie countries in the world. They have three of the top 10 restaurants in the world in that little country of Spain.
Yeah.
With that little population.
Did she bring any leftovers over with her?
No.
Damn.
No, they are a huge foodie nation. So it is surprising she doesn't like vegetables because Europeans tend to be really good eaters.
She's young. She'll figure it out.
She's just a baby.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the Schmoheken Fest. You're going to want to put this one on your calendar because our friends at Schmo's Brewery are throwing a little party, and we're going to tell you all about it. You're going to want to be there. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.